welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday where we encourage you to come and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. Your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we'll be airing a message out of Psalm 119:165, entitled, "And Nothing Shall Offend Them." This verse is often thought of as meaning that if we love the Bible enough, we simply won't get offended. But in today's message, Pastor DeMichael brings out a different aspect of this verse, that by following the Bible's instructions, we can properly deal with things in our lives that we might be tempted to take offense to. We pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. Today we're offering a book which Pastor DeMichael has written on the subject of abortion. If you would like to order the book or a CD of today's message, stay tuned until the end of today's program for a phone number and address where you can order either or both. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
All right, let's take our Bibles and go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 165. And God showed me something. And I'm going to bring it to you this morning because I think it's practical and I think it's helpful. Great peace have they which love thy law. Folks, we live in a crazy world. And if we're going to have peace, it's because we get it out of the Word of God. That's where we're going to get it. If you're waiting for the next election to bring peace, it ain't going to happen. Folks, great peace have they which love thy law. And look at the last part of the verse. This is where I want to draw our attention. And nothing, see that word nothing? Nothing shall offend them. Don't you hate words like that? Nothing shall offend me? Nothing? Now, folks, we live in a day and age. Well, let's put it this way. Years ago, I read an article where someone was getting crucified in the media for some insensitive remark, right? And you know how it's interesting? Nobody's getting crucified for dropping F-bombs. And nobody's getting crucified for using the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as a swear word and dragging it through the mud. You find that interesting? But in the book of Isaiah, early in the book of Isaiah, the Bible says they'll make a man an offender for a word. Usually something innocuous. What happened? They offended someone. And I read an article in a magazine, and the guy said, all of America is joining a church, and he called it the Church of Sensitivity. Yeah. Now we call it political correctness. And the more exposure to the media that you have, the more you'll become left-leaning and sensitive about everything. And we live in this sensitive culture. And what does that mean? People are easily offended. People are getting more and more thin-skinned. You know what we try to do here? Sometimes I might go a little further than you think I should go. Because you come in here, you're like this. And I've got to try to get you all the way over here. Because by the end of the week, you're going to be watching too much TV, some of you. And you're going to be like this again. So we got this left lean. And with this left lean, we got this sensitivity, this political correctness, this easily offended culture. We have a culture that no longer thinks. It's emotionally driven. It's melancholy. It's effeminate. I didn't say feminine. Feminine is a legitimate quality of half of our population. I said effeminate. I would describe America, whether you're talking about the media, entertainment, education, military, sports, religion, I would describe it this way. Policy by soccer mom. You say, who made that up? Me. In the media, entertainment. How many of you are old enough to remember a show called Father Knows Best? It's almost laughable to think that they would do that again, given the mindset of entertainment these days. In our education system, I was reading an article here in a magazine called The Week. It's in the international section, references Canada. Ian Robinson is a guy that wrote this article for the Calgary Sun. He says it's the war on boys in our schools. And he talked about a number of things, and then he got down to watching some boys at his son's elementary school playing tag. He said they were trying to play tag at recess, only to be thwarted by a playground monitor screaming, No touching, no touching. Since you can't play tag without actually tagging someone, the boys gave up, discouraged, and ended up leaning against the wall of the school like sullen gang members. By the way, he says, school board, how's that anti-obesity initiative working out for you now that you've got all the boys standing still? And he talks about the stigmatizing of normal male behavior. It's all of this, let's not offend anybody. It's all of this oversensitivity. Family. The same magazine a couple weeks later had an article on corporal punishment, quote unquote, the ugly reality. The ugly reality of corporal punishment. Folks, our culture is embracing child-centered parenting techniques where the child becomes the center of the home and discipline's gone out the window. This article goes on to say that nationwide, the percentage of adults who believe children benefit from an occasional spanking declined from 83% to 70% between 1986 and 2008. Even in the South, where corporal punishment remains legal in schools, and it goes on and on and on. But anyways, that's all this part of this super sensitivity. Folks, our culture is even trying to make contact sports safe. Jack Lambert, who played middle linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the 70s during their heyday, he said, it's getting so bad, he said, they ought to put the quarterbacks in dresses. That was in the 70s. They're trying to make it safe. They're trying to help everybody avoid concussions in football and in hockey. Well, I know how you can avoid concussions in football and hockey. Eliminate football and hockey. They're collision sports. Baseball. You know, back in the old days, you know what happened to you after you hit a home run, the next at bat, the first pitch? You better just get ready. That pitcher was throwing the first pitch right at your kisser, right between your eyes, and you better duck. Now you know what happens? The guy runs out to fight. Both benches clear out, and nobody really fights. You ever notice that? They all kind of, hold me back. Yeah. At least in hockey, they at least fight. A guy drops a stick in his gloves and goes, let's go. You know what that means. But you know, hold me back, or they jump into the pile. You know what that is? That's from effeminate batters. So the big, strong guy, he's effeminate. I remember watching Pete Rose, and say what you will about his gambling and all that stuff, but he was a ball player. I watched him in the All-Star game. They might as well not even have All-Star games anymore. Nobody even comes to play. Everybody's worried about getting hurt. I watched him in the All-Star game lean over and take a fastball on the arm just to get on base. And as he was running to first, you could see his lips. He said to the pitcher, you've got nothing. Do you see the switch? Folks, Bob Gibson, my goodness, he'd throw it right at your head and wouldn't think about it. But now everything's got to be safe. It's got to be safe. They're trying to get rid of hunting. Well, we got to be sensitive to the environment. We can't traumatize little children by them seeing blood, except on TV, except in horror movies. You see the culture we're living in now? I mean, on and on and on it goes. Even in our military, listen, we've watched so much TV. We think that 87-pound 19-year-old girls can actually beat up 210-pound men. So you know the bright idea people are getting now? Let's send them into combat. This country's losing its mind, folks. Folks, I've read about the courageous, heroic women, the nurses in the Second World War out in the Pacific and the Philippines who stayed with the wounded men when they could have left. And many of them were captured. But folks, I've also read about men during artillery bombardments who got so traumatized that they were on the ground gnawing the ground with their teeth. This country's lost its mind, folks. Super sensitive. Easily offended. How about race, ethnicity? You say, preacher, you can't go there. Oh, but we're going to. Great peace of they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. We're going there. I am, and don't get jealous when I tell you this. I am a Samaritan Polak. That means I'm half Polish. You say, what's the other half? Now you're really going to be jealous. Italian. I know, royal blood. A little bragging, sorry. Do you know where I got most of my Polish jokes? My mom. My mom would bring them home. And she'd tell them at the table, and we'd roar. We thought they were great. You know what? America can't laugh at itself. People don't laugh at themselves anymore. And you know what? When we don't laugh at ourselves anymore, then we lose something. We lose something very important. When we lose our ability to laugh at ourselves, we lose the ability to disagree agreeably. Are you listening to me? We lose the ability to disagree agreeably, and we polarize.
We want to thank you for being with us today. It is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message taken from Psalm 119:165 entitled, "And Nothing Shall Offend Them." Many times this verse is interpreted superficially, as though having a love for the Bible will somehow supernaturally insulate us from getting our feelings hurt. However, as Pastor DeMichael has brought out in this week's message, the application of the verse is much deeper. Taken together with several other scriptures, it shows a practical model for each of us to properly interpret situations in our lives and know how to respond to them biblically. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, this week we're offering an excellent book which Pastor DeMichael has written entitled Abortion, Come Now and Let Us Reason Together. The book presents a strong case against abortion based on both scriptural and scientific arguments. The book is free to you, and today's message on CD is available for a suggested contribution of $5. Our address is Treasures of Truth, care of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, 1300 South Terry Avenue, Meridian, Idaho, 83642. Our phone number is area code 208-888-4545. Our webpage address is www.tvbc.org. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church. We welcome you to our services on Sunday at 9:15 a.m. for Sunday school, at 10:30 a.m. for morning worship and preaching, at 5:45 p.m. for Bible preaching and teaching, and also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for more Bible preaching and teaching.